Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Hello everyone and welcome back. Today with us, we're super lucky to have Maiken with us, who's the founder of Freyas, which is a non-for-profit organisation on a mission to make the fact that people say it's just a bad period history. So they are doing this through stories, debate, community events, and they really want to alter the way that society's thinking and talking and even feeling about menstrual health conditions. So we're really excited and lucky to have her on today, and I'm excited to hear more. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to tell you more.
Thank you. I think, yeah, even starting, I would love to know a little bit about how Freyas started and even how you got involved or how you started this yourself. So I'd love to know the backstory behind that.
Yeah, so Freyas really came about from like my own experience with infertility. My partner and I think we tried to have a biological child for about 7 years. We did manage to conceive a couple of times, but every time we did, it did end up in miscarriage. And thank you. And I think anyone who's been through infertility can just will attest to the fact that it's like a profoundly lonely experience. And for me, like it just completely messed with my mental health as well. I also personally had this feeling that I was doing infertility wrong. Like everywhere I went, everything I read, people were always sharing how, you know, that they were obviously very happy for friends and family that were able to conceive, but they were just very sad for themselves. And my experience was just like, I was just angry. And I just felt like this whole situation was like incredibly unfair. And I was like, there must be something wrong with the way I'm experiencing this. At the same time, I would be talking to friends and family who were themselves like trying to find answers around like their own menstrual health and like also their fertility. And they were just telling me these stories about how they were being dismissed all the time, and they felt like they were being ignored. Like they would go to their GP and they would explain these symptoms, and they would just be sent home with like maybe some extra strong painkillers. And so whilst we were in the throes of all this, I remember saying to my partner, like something positive has to come out of our experience. And even if that's not a baby, like something good has to come out of it. And hence like the idea for Freyas was born. And originally the idea was to sort of create this tool for self-advocacy. Like we wanted to have a place where people could go and learn about these conditions, like in more like layman's terms. And then we would want it to like signpost, like these are your rights, these are your pathways. And then very quickly it became clear to us that A, as a patient in the UK, you don't really have very many rights. Like you can show your GP the nice guidelines, but they can just choose to not adhere to those, which is also ridiculous because they're there for a reason. But also we wanted a part of the site to also be like stories from people who had these different conditions. And what became clear when we sat down and interviewed people was that time and time again, we heard this refrain, like, I thought it was all in my head. I thought I was the only one. I was like, okay, well, that's definitely something we can do something about. Like we can show that these conditions are very real. They have a very true impact on someone's life. And also that there's a lot of people out there who actually live with these, that you are not alone. And so we sort of pivoted and decided to focus on sharing the stories of the people who live with these conditions.
That's amazing. And I think that's such a, I mean, you've obviously gone through a really difficult journey. So I appreciate you sharing that. And I think that transition to really trying to advocate and be there for other people is a super inspirational story and how you guys got started.
Thank you.
And I think as you kind of look to the future, or even today, even, how has Freya's mission shifted, or do you have different priorities, or is this still your main mission?
Yeah, so sorry. Today, like, we're really focusing on, like, we want to highlight how the conditions such as PMDD, fibroids, endometriosis, PCOS, all of the others, infertility, etc., how it really impacts a person's day-to-day life. As you said in the intro, like, we are on a mission to make the phrase "it's just a bad period" like part a thing of the past. I think we're so used to being told, as women or people assigned female at birth, that menstruation is meant to be painful, or it's painful and it's an inconvenient part of life. And I think that sort of attitude has just left the door wide open for people to be met with, like, a response which is more like, well, yeah, it is just part of life, and I'm sorry that your experience seems to be a bit tougher or harder than others, but it's just par for the course, and you just sort of need to, like, suck it up. And we've heard from people who've been telling us how they, had experience of, like, passing out from pain every month,
Wow.
but they didn't want to make a fuss, so they didn't, like, really talk to anyone about it, because they were just like, well, it must just be me, like, I must just not be as able to handle the pain. So they delayed seeking care, they've delayed talking to friends and family about it. I personally think that the only way we're going to see a real meaningful change when it comes to menstrual health conditions is when we manage to close what I like to call, like, the empathy gap. Because there's still this prevalent myth that how debilitating these conditions are is sort of a person's personal failing, that person just can't handle pain in the way that we expect women to be able to, or that they're doing something wrong in the way that they're leading their life.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. And I guess.
The station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato. Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. And I guess, is part of that why you focus on stories as well? I'd love to know, yeah, the reason behind that a bit more.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly why we do that. As I said, I think the only way we're going to see, like, real meaningful change is when society at large has a more empathetic response to people who live with these conditions. And that's not just at home, although that's obviously incredibly important, but also in the medical practice or at work or at school, and even, with our lawmakers. And, like, we data and stats is, like, it's incredibly important. And I think we can all agree that we need loads more when it comes to women's health. But that being said, like, Data isn't what's going to tell you what the experience is truly like. Data can't show you what it's like trying to be a mother with a young family when you're having an endometriosis flare up, or data can't show you what it's like when your PMDD is like basically like tearing your life apart for a few weeks every month. But stories can do that. Like, humans have always used stories to make sense of the world and to build understanding of the human experience. And stories is what helps build empathy. And like another really, for us, like really beautiful outcome that we've seen from focusing on stories is, and focusing on like long form storytelling, is that when we give people a platform to tell their stories, people have come back to us and said, like, you know what, this simple act of being given a space to sit down and to share my story and then to read it back, black on white, has had like a really therapeutic and profound impact on me. As I said before, like a lot of people, maybe especially in the UK, were like, oh, we don't want to make a fuss. And it can be easy to also sort of like invalidate our own experiences. But I know for me, when I sat down and like I wrote my story and then reading it back, and you know, have this like experience, like, oh wow, like I lived through that. Like all of that actually happened to me. And that's really positive, and that's like been a really like wonderful outcome of focusing on stories.
Well, it forces you to come face to face in the physical sense, almost your own experience when perhaps it's that you're not wanting to dwell on. So I love that part of it, how it can be these stories are not just beneficial for those who are perhaps reading them and feeling like they're not alone, but also so beneficial for those that are able to feel comfortable sharing them. And I think the fact that you've provided a safe space where they feel like they can do that is super, super important. So I love the storytelling element of it. And I think you even touched on it even when you were talking about how you started Freya. I think what would you say to those? Why do you think there's such an emphasis or the importance of talking about menstrual health conditions in general and how it impacts their whole life, not just their fertility?
Well, as I said, like I started Freya's originally coming from very much from like the fertility perspective. And often when I've talked to people, that's sort of where they land as well, when we talk about like, oh, these conditions, and then people are like, oh yeah, and then imagine if you can't have a baby. And I just, in having done this work, like I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people, or my writers have talked to people, who said like I went to the GP to get help because I was experiencing all of these different symptoms, like heavy bleeding and pain and like excessive mood swings, and I was just told, you know, take the pill and come back when you want to get pregnant, and then maybe we can start looking into what's actually going on with you. And practically that's saying, you know, that your overall health and like your happiness, like your ability to live a beautiful full life, that's not really a priority to us. And you know, fertility is important, and I know how heartbreaking infertility can be, but life is also more than one's potential to become a parent. And like we should be able to access medical help even if we aren't in a place where we're, you know, in life where we want to have kids. And I just like very adamant that we should have, like, we should be given full discretion to make very important decisions about our own menstrual health. And so often it just, everything gets tied up in, you know, well, come back and see us when you want to have kids, or we won't offer you that treatment because what if you want to have kids further down and that treatment could impact your fertility. And like I know someone who has a young family, and she was very adamant, like, I don't want more kids. And she also has or had like severe PMDD to a point where it was becoming like a real life-threatening situation. And she went to see like gynecologist, and was asking that or saying that she wanted a hysterectomy. Like this was becoming a life-threatening situation, and she wanted a hysterectomy, which would basically be a life-saving intervention for her. And her husband had to come and okay it, because it was more important that if he wanted to have kids in the future, that was more important than her ability to live a full and happy life. And it's so ridiculous, and it's so frustrating, and it just, yeah,
Yeah, you
as
can't
you
even
can
put it
maybe
into
tell, it
words.
makes me really
Yeah,
angry.
no, absolutely. I mean, you think that, yeah, we've come so far, but you can see just clearly from that story itself how f much further we have yet to go. And I
You wouldn't have, I've never heard of in a situation where a woman, for example, had to okay her husband getting like life-saving chemotherapy because it could impact his fertility.
Yeah.
And so we really need to confront that these conditions can severely disrupt and destroy a person's life beyond a person's fertility. That we have people are falling behind in their education, they're falling behind in their careers, and people are ending up with life-limiting disabilities. And infertility, it's just not the only consequence of a menstrual health condition. So we need to really address that, and we need to show how these conditions impact a person's whole life.
Completely. And I think it's, as you've said so eloquently, I think it's the fact of valuing a woman and her body beyond the fertility aspect of it. I think that's the key that underpins this. And I think providing this space where people can share these stories brings light to them and also sheds a light on the things that people can do and that change that needs to happen. So I think that's really, really important and something that, yeah, I love what you guys are doing with that aspect.
We, as a society at large, we just need to really start listening to women. And we need to remember that these are our bodies, and we need to have autonomy over those, like over our bodies. And we are more than our potential to have children. And we need to be given the opportunity to live up to that potential. And that is through adequate medical care. That is through being believed when we say, this is what's happening inside of me, this is how it impacts me. Like, people are experts in how these conditions are actually impacting their day-to-day life. And we need to start listening, and we need to start believing women when they say, I need help with this, I'm in pain, I need a way to move forward.
No, I couldn't agree more. So I think that's really, really inspirational what you guys are doing there. And also, we kind of mentioned at the beginning that Phrase is a non-for-profit as well. And kind of pivoting to the more organizational side of things, how do you find running a non-for-profit and what challenges do you face, particularly in this space is already so how what challenges do you face, particularly in this space is already so underfunded and is facing so many issues with regards to that? How do you find that as a non-for-profit trying to share these stories and get the word out there?
Well, that's the key, isn't it? It's the underfunding. We're really lucky. Like, we have an amazing team of volunteers. So everyone in Freyas, as it stands right now, is doing this on a volunteer basis. And got an amazing group of people who are helping collect the stories, are helping build the website, are helping like run workshops. But there are bills to pay. I think there's this sort of misconception in society, but also a little bit like in the not-for-profit sector, that trying to make the world a better place should be enough in itself. But as I said, there's bills to pay. We have food to put on the table, and one day it's going to be really tricky to like withdraw a pension from a very empty pension pot. But it's hard in this space because because like not-for-profits in general are struggling to get funds, and it gets even trickier when you're focusing on women and women's health. But yeah, we're doing what we can with the means we have. But at the end of the day, like, money is important, and money means impact. Money means that we can reach more people and that we can change more people's lives with the work. So yeah, if anybody's listening and they have a little bit to spare or a lot to spare, like, I would really urge you to go to a website and like hit the big purple donation button. Anything helps, really.
Amazing. And yeah, I completely agree. As you kind of mentioned, focusing in on women's health as an underfunded sector, but also on menstrual health as a severely underfunded section within women's health itself, I think is very, very difficult. So I think that's definitely a challenge that I can imagine that you guys face. And I'd love to know, perhaps with all of this, what the future would hold for Freya, what your plans are, or how you see it developing in the future.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, so we will always be a storytelling organization. Like, that is that I think it's so key. I really, really believe in the power of stories. And I believe in the power of giving people a space to be heard. For some people, this is the first time that somebody's actually just listening to them and believing them. But we're also focusing on other interventions. So we are launching some workplace training. I really want to try and help workplaces like change the conversation they're having around menstrual health. As I said in the beginning, there is like, there is no such thing as just a bad period. But as an employer or as a colleague, you do have the power to help make a bad period better, and we want to help give people the tools to start opening up that conversation about how they can be part of that. We've also recently started doing like some more like stuff in the community. So we recently ran a series of creative workshops where we got people together who have menstrual health conditions or experience of recurring pregnancy loss. And we got them in a room together, and they engaged in like some lovely therapeutic art activities. And that whole experience was just so incredibly empowering and moving. And so we're looking at ways we can do more of that. Hopefully we can do it all over the UK, because people really like benefit from stepping into these spaces and and seeing other people who they might not have the exact same experience, but a lot of our experiences overlap, and it's just such a beautiful thing to see people actually be like, oh, this is the first time I've sat down and talked to other people who aren't like, well, have you tried, or what about this, or just like, yeah, I know it sucks. And that's just lovely, because a lot of the time that's what we need to be told, really. It's like, I'm really sorry that happened to you. That sounds awful. And that's like the validation that a lot of people have just been looking for a really long
Completely.
time.
And I love that transition to creating a safe space, not just online through your storytelling, but also these in-person, whether it's workplace training or community events. I think that integration into the in-person is super important. And I think that'll be a really great step for you guys.
Yeah, no, I'm really hopeful about what the future like looks like for us. Like we're doing, I'm not necessarily super hopeful for what the what the future holds in general in this field, although there's obviously a lot of like very good interventions happening, and people are getting more like tools to be like empowered within this space. But as we can all agree, like politically, the waves aren't necessarily like changing in our direction, or in the direction we would like to see. But for Freyas itself, just getting into more and more spaces and opening up these conversations is like, it's been such like a beautiful experience, and I'm really excited to see where it goes next. And as I said, we have a really wonderful team of volunteers who are helping out, and they're just also like, they're also amazing and really driven, and they really want to help push the conversation in what I believe is like the right direction.
No, I think that's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing not just Freya's mission, but also your own story within that. And I think people listening to this should definitely check out your socials that I'm going to put down below and just head over to see what you guys are putting out there because it's definitely something that needs to be done. And I love the way that you guys are doing it.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbs from ScreenMe, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.